So I'm originally from Colorado. I lived there for 18 years, and then I moved to California. So I've been living there for a few years now. I've been on the team for about 8 months. Yes, so when I was in 29 Palms, California, I was stationed there for about 3.5 years, and my mass sergeant, he actually was in Barstow a few years ago, so he knew about the thing, and he told me one time, he was like, hey, like, have you heard about the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard? And I was like, no, like, I haven't heard about it. And then I thought it was a TAD opportunity, so like, you go out there for like a week on end and like ride horses and then, you know, go back to your job. And then when I found out it was like a 3-year thing, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I have to try this. So yeah, he told me about it, and I was like, might as well, you know, go into it if I can. No, I didn't have any experience. I mean, so my little sister, she actually has a form of autism, which is Asperger's, and she does, like, horse therapy, so her and I would go together, and we'd ride horses, but it was more like, you know, just get on, and, like, they walk, and whatever. It wasn't, like, technical stuff like we do here at the Mounted Color Guard, so not really any prior experience, I'd say. I'm not sure. My goal is to stay in the Marine Corps for 20 years, so after that, if I can get horses and just kind of, like, you know, ride them along trails and stuff like that, probably, but I don't really see myself doing, like, rodeo stuff, I would say, so. Man, I've learned a lot. I'd say, like, just how to really interact with the horses, because each of them have different personalities, and so you have to really be able to, like, focus on what they're thinking, stuff like that, when you're riding them. It's not just an easy hop on go. You have to actually, like, work with them. Whatever you're feeling, they're going to feel. And so I think that's the biggest thing I've learned throughout my time here. I'd say that it definitely tests you, because some people think, oh yeah, like, all you do is work with horses, but, you know, cleaning up after them, taking care of them, making sure they're healthy, making sure that you're, you know, progressing in your experience of, like, riding, I'd say it's definitely very difficult. So I've been here for 8 months. Since I got here, I learned how to groom the horses. I've learned how to saddle them, actually, like, get on the horse, physically, like, ride them, as far as, like, you know, directing them with your legs, your hands, everything like that. I've learned about their health. I've learned so many different things that I didn't even know existed. So yes, because I would say I didn't really know anything about horses. So they've taught me a lot. yeah, my favorite one is probably Norman, just because he's one of the oldest. He's 21. I call him an old man, and I ride him majority of the time. So I just love how, like, mellow and relaxed he is. I've never really had a hard time with him. He's just always, like, super easygoing and stuff. Except for he's kind of lazy, but I love him the most, I'd say. I haven't been here, like, all that long, but, like, when I went to Texas, I had some experiences that were, like, not related to the horses, and then ones that were related to the horses. I'd say riding in the parade in Texas that we did in Houston was probably one of my favorite, just because it was my first real event that I did, and, you know, it was just exciting but nerve-wracking. And then also, just, we get to do a lot of amazing opportunities, so we got to go on stage with Brooks and Dunn, and that was super amazing. Like, I never thought, you know, joining the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard would allow me to do that. So I definitely say go for it. I know a lot of people are nervous that, like, if they have no experience before, that it's, like, not possible, but definitely, like, take the chance, because our horse trainer Terry, he loves teaching people that haven't been taught before or don't know anything, just because, like, if you don't have prior experience, you don't have those bad habits. And so that's something I learned. So I definitely